This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and time for a checkup. And good to see Dr. Natoya Grindley, pediatrician with Accordia Health, joining us. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And okay, so it's back to school time, which, by the way, I'll save that rant for later. I remember back to school time was like end of August, beginning of September. Back to school time now, you get pretty much through Independence Day weekend, you start thinking about getting the kids back to school.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, it's like 4th of July, and then it's time to get kids back to school. So as families are getting ready for the new school year, talk to parents about steps they should take to make sure their kids are healthy and ready to learn when they get there.
Yes, back to school time is an exciting time. We can help our kids to have a successful school year by making sure they're doing certain things to get ready. One of those things is eating a good, well-balanced diet of fruits, veggies, lots of water, protein, and healthy snacks. We're aiming for 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day and 0 sugary drinks. We also want to make sure they're getting an adequate night's rest, 7 to 8 hours for the older kids and 8 to 10 hours for the younger kids, having a good regular bedtime routine with no TVs and screens before bed, and having a bath, book, bed for the younger kids. Also, we want to be protecting our kids with the age-appropriate vaccines to prevent illnesses once the school year comes around.
Yeah, start thinking about the trying to get them ready. Okay, the bedtime thing too.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a pediatrician here. Help me as we start going from things. We're not perfect. During the summertime, the bedtime moves a little later. The wake-up time moves a little later than the next week, a little later.
Right. We do recommend maybe a week to 2 weeks before school resuming that we start to get back on our regular school bedtime routine so we can start moving it back from our 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, so do it incrementally. Don't just,
Hey,
tomorrow, by the way, y'all are going to bed at 8 o'clock. And they'd be like, wait a second, I was up at 11:30 the night before.
Exactly.
Because you see this, obviously, as a mother, but as a pediatrician, as a doctor, they're going to rebel against this a little bit when we start moving the bedtime.
They will, definitely.
Do not like it. You mentioned immunizations as well. So that's something they get to check off before school. Why is that so important?
So we give kids vaccines to prevent certain very bad illnesses from the past, things that could be otherwise detrimental to their health and well-being. A couple of vaccine preventable illnesses are like tetanus and polio and pneumonias. You know, school presents a unique risk for infection because kids are in close proximity to each other. When one kid gets sick, they're coughing and sneezing on each other. They may not be washing their hands appropriately. So the close quarters of school and the fact that, you know, kids get sick and they're coughing and sneezing on each other presents a unique risk for infection. And so you'll see that kids have more coughs and colds and ear infections and strep throat and stuff like that during school times. So we give them vaccines to prevent what would have otherwise been very detrimental illnesses from the past.
Yeah, and then they often bring those home to mom and dad too.
Yes, so we get to build our immune systems as well.
That's right. So you mentioned the ear infection thing too, and as a father of two, they're older now, youngest is 15, but I remember the ear infection thing. So as a pediatrician, where's that coming from? I mean, is it one vector or multiple? How's that happen?
Usually multiple vectors, but if you think about it, like your ear, nose, and throat are all connected back there. So when you are getting a lot of coughs and colds, those things are going from your nose, getting into your throat, and going up into the ears. So that's the typical pathogen for an ear infection.
Okay, so the ear infection is coming through some kind of cold or something.
Yes, typically.
Okay.
The middle ear infection is what we're typically talking about when we talk about ear infections. There are external ear infections. We call that swimmer's ear.
Okay.
That you get from swimming or water getting into the ear, but it's two different things.
Okay, so they're not, I mean, they obviously have the same outcome, but they're not coming from the same place.
Yes, typically.
I mean, I have parents out there going, ear infections. I mean, once you get the children old enough and you get over the ear infection time, it's a great relief.
Yes.
You go through that period of time, you're like, another ear infection? Really?
Yes, yes.
Holy cow. And you also talked about they're eating and, you know, they're going to maybe get a little wayward in the summer with some of the junk food and stuff when you're not looking. But, you know, it's like you can put a balanced meal on the plate. I know I got one of these. I put the balanced meal on the plate and he'll eat it.
Yeah.
And then he's eating some other stuff too that I don't know about. He get a little spending cash, he goes to Dollar General and find the, you know, I'm like, wait a second. How'd these get in the house?
At least for the younger ones who cannot go to the Dollar That's General, right. At least we cannot have those unhealthy things in the house. We can have fresh fruit and vegetables washed and readily available. So when they get hungry, what's right in front of them, what they're reaching for in the refrigerator is something that's healthy. That does that goes a long way to help us to promote healthy eating in our household. And of course, as parents, we have to be role models as well. We cannot have the cookies and chips in the house and then tell the kids they're not allowed to have that.
No, well said. But, you know, something to take away there is having the healthy foods, which I do, but interesting. I had a conversation the other day with somebody about this, prepping them so they're convenient. Because parents might say, Dr. Grindley, I have those things in my house.
Yeah.
But people are lazy. Children are teenagers or even lazier. So you got to make it to where it's as simple as opening that bag of chips.
Exactly. It has to be just as easy as reaching for the chips.
Just the fact that I bought the stuff, I have it in the house.
Yeah.
I've only taken one step. I have to take the next step.
Yes.
Okay. I can take that work. Hey, if somebody wants to learn more about Accordia Health, where do they go?
So accordiahealth.org is where we can go. There are several locations in Mobile and Baldwin County. My particular location is a new location in Saraland. We're open for all patients, welcoming new patients.
Excellent. Time to get back to school and great to see you. Please come back and see us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.